Slang is the working class of words. Sandberg said that slang is a language that rolls up its sleeves, spits on its hands, and goes to work. But slang is always changing. It's hard to keep up with. Did you know that fleek, squad, and lit are on their way out? Neither did I. Those words are going out before I knew they were in. Hell, I just learned hipster a few months ago, which proves I'm not one. It also shows I'm late to learn new slang. Millennials, by contrast, change slang faster than Taylor Swift changes boyfriends. One trend that I have noticed lately is how many words or expressions common 20 years ago have either disappeared altogether or reversed meanings. Parking is a case in point. 20 years ago, parking was the term for finding a quiet spot on a country road and enjoying some intimate time with your date. The term is gone. If you bring up that word in front of modern college students, they will say, "I know, the parking problem on campus is terrible." If you explain what it used to mean, they will say, "Oh, you mean Netflix and chill." Shade is something I've always tried to sit in. Now it's something, evidently, that you can throw. Many words have reversed their meaning. Sick is the new cool. Sick used to mean ill, but now means that something is hip. That is a sick tune you're playing. Wicked is also, strangely, good. Leah, you're sick and wicked is a compliment. Savage used to be a word no one wanted to be associated with. Now it works as praise. That motorcycle jump was savage. Or you can use it as a verb. You savaged that Snickers bar, dude. And while we're on the word dude, it too has evolved. Dude used to be exclusively for guys. Now girls use it to call each other by, have done so for some time. Guys now call each other, how do I say this on public radio? Bitches. So to me, a baby boomer, everything is backwards. Girls are dudes and guys are bitches. Dope used to be an idiot, as in he's a dope. Now it is something or someone who is hip, as in that's so dope, or nobody's dope as me. There are even caps that sport the word dope right up front. A few decades ago, that would have been a punishment. Howdy has largely been replaced, at least among millennials, by sup, a contraction of what's up. But I'm sure there's still a few young howdiers out there. Awesome has changed in the sense that it used to be a powerful word, a word that could bench press 500 pounds. It was reserved for godly things, for divine things. You would use it for a crimson sunset over El Capitan in West Texas. But now, this sublime word is used promiscuously, as in, "Those are awesome tacos," or, "You'll be here in 10 minutes? Awesome." Inflation has set in. Awesome has lost its awesomeness. The same is true for amazing. We have some nonverbal reversals, too. Wearing your cap backwards or sideways used to be considered nerdy. Wearing it cocked to the side once made you seem like a clown. Today, wearing it that way is dope, but only in youth culture. If I were to do it, I would look like an old clown. Best for me to stick to Stetsons. Used to be that wearing your shirt tail out was slovenly. Now it's stylish. Wearing your shirt tucked in is considered nerdy. Out is in, and in is out. Unless you are talking about Western fashion, where the tuck tradition mostly prevails. One word that seems to have weathered the decades without changing is cool. Cool was cool in the 60s, and it's cool today. And not only is it cross-generational, it's cross-cultural too. Cool is cool in the African-American world, it's cool in the Hispanic world, and it's cool in the white culture too. It's cool in rap, it's cool in country. And it's transcontinental as well. People around the world who don't speak English seem to know at least two words, okay and cool. Cool is singularly diverse with diverse acceptance. That's awesome. That's all for me. I'm out of here. YOLO, y'all. I'm W.F. Strong. These are stories from Texas. Some of them are true.